Blog Talk Radio.
Given to me, okay, by Beanie Local,
And I hope you enjoy this. It's about 11 minutes. Okay, enjoy.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. My king will fight. Wanted by a landslide. 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 Hallelujah to the flex, mine, mine. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Do you to the flex, mine. Do you to the flex, mine. Do you to the flew you to the flew you to the flex, mine, mine. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine. Wanted by a landslide. Wanted by a wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine, mine. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah. Coming for my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny, I see no enemy.
Line them up, line them up, line them up. Where the sun shining on me, get my huddle. No matter that trouble surrounding us. lost, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before to cover body stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before to cover body stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Put my girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss, baby, play a schedule. Darling, you a boss, look for something special. Take me on a PJ, we should go to Mexico. I've been down for you, boy, when the money was low.
Yeah.
hip-hop gospel mix number 2. All righty. All right, thank you, Beanie Local, for those gospel mixes. I'll play some more a little bit later. Let's bring on Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda and see what they have to say tonight. Hello, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Good evening, Pastor Ken. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Pastor Leroy. I listened to Kent's show today, okay, to see what it was about. Okay, I'm sure you're having problems.
No, it's okay. It's good to go. How you doing, Pastor Wanda?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
God bless you, too. I'm just going to go right out on a limb here. I'm going to call out Cobra Jeff. Cobra Jeff, you and me got unfinished business, my man. You want to discredit me? We're going to be seeing you very soon. We're going to have some lunch together, you and me, man. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, he called in the other night on the show, and he was trying to say that you were up to visit him in Rochester. Okay, I said really, and he tried to bring on a fake Pastor Leroy and said he was there at your house.
And I had to denounce him and told him he was a deceiving spirit.
Let me tell you what we did on Pastor Ken's show. I'm not going to say you need to do the same thing, Pastor Ken. I don't want you to do that, man. This is your show. We now have Doctrine as a permanent host on our show. Come Friday night, he's going to be on 5 nights a week. He will be monitoring the phones as well as commentary and music. So what we're doing is trying to get rid of the crap out there, of the trolls. Cobra Jeff is the king of those trolls. So we're trying to weed them out, get them out of here before somebody gets hurt. And we don't want anybody to get hurt. We don't want that. But when my life becomes involved, my personal life, well, then we got a problem. Then we got a serious problem. So with that being said, I'm going to sit on the side. I'm going to put myself on mute to see if anybody calls in this evening that wants to talk to Pastor Leroy Jackson. And
okay.
Here we go.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to bring on a caller here from 617. Okay, see who we have. Who we got, 617? Hello? 617? Okay, they're not answering. Going once, going twice, 617. All right. 111. Let's see what we got.
What's going on, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, Mike Beanie, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Just driving in the rain right now, man. It's raining up a storm here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
As you can hear from the windshield wiper.
Hip-hop gospel mixes.
Oh, yeah, I need to do some more, man.
Yeah, I need some more. Yeah.
All right.
Let me interfere here. Let me say something about Beanie. Beanie, you are the man. I got your number, and I'm going to be giving you a call. You and I have been talking, and I'll be giving you a call either tomorrow or Thursday, man.
All right, Pastor. That's good, man. Hey, all
right.
I want to talk about what's going on, man. You know, don't know why they're attacking Pastor Leroy. You know what I'm saying? Seems like when somebody gets, you know, doing what they want to do, everybody gets mad. You know what I'm saying? And maybe because they didn't thought of it first. You know, and so, man, it seems to be that way all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, man.
You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is, okay? When somebody calls into a show and it helps the show's ratings, Pastor Ken and Pastor Kent, okay? They want that person to go away. They don't want that person to be a part of the show no more because they want to try to ruin back-to-back shows. They tried to ruin Pastor Ken's show by discrediting me, by discrediting Doctrine and saying that he's stealing music. Okay? They're trying to ruin the shows, man. And it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen.
I understand you, man. I just, like, you know, I just want everybody to keep the peace. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no room for, you know, going off on people, man. You know, I think we're part of the Block Talk community, and it should stay that way. We all got brought together by Pastor Ken, Pastor Kent, and even the little Stunod, Tony. You know, so I think we should just keep the peace, man.
Yeah, we
should. Hallelujah, my brother. Hallelujah, and I totally agree with you, man. And I will definitely be contacting you either tomorrow or Thursday via phone, man. And thanks for conversing with me outside of here. You're my brother. Thank you.
All righty, man. If you guys want to put me on mute, or I'll just mute myself.
Okay. You can mute yourself and come on back on when you want to. Okay? All right.
All right.
God bless
you.
All righty. Well, I'm going to do a message tonight. Okay, it is brought to you by Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 22. And I'm going to be reading from Psalm chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, and Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 to 16. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have not, for I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was just a man perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all the flesh had corrupted the way on the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch, and this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark on its side. You shall make it with lower and second and third decks, and behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth, to destroy from under heaven all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons, your wife and your sons' wives with you, and everything of all flesh you shall bring to you of every sort in the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, all the birds of the air, of the kinds of animals of kind, and any of the creeping thing on earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to sleep to keep them alive, and you shall take yourselves of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourselves, and shall be food for you and them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you seven of each of every clean animal, a male and a female, two of each animal that are unclean, a male and a female, and also seven each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of the earth. For after seven more days I will cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things I have made. And Noah did according to the Lord commanding him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. So Noah, with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean animals, and animals, or unclean, of birds, of everything that crept on the earth. Two by two, they went into the ark, to Noah, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And they came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day of all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of the sons with them entered the ark, they and every beast of after its kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, all flesh in which is the breath of life. So those who entered, male and female, all flesh went as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Now the flood was on the earth for 40 days. The water increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose above the earth. The waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth, and the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth, and all the high hills under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. All the flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of all of life. All that was on the dry land died. So he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man, cattle, creeping thing, and bird in the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive. And the waters prevailed on the earth for 150 days. Amen. Psalms chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judge of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled, but a little blessed are those who put their trust in him. My son, sinners entice you. Do not consent, for your feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. That's Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 and 16. Amen. All righty. Well, if you're out there and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you can do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the God bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All righty. So what did you all think about the message for tonight?
Pastor Wanda, go first.
That was just awesome. I'm just listening, just listening. All that's just awesome. It's the right word of God. It's line upon line and precept upon precept. That's the truth. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Ken, you know, I always love hearing you preach, man. And you're as good as ever, my brother.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Some people say they were saying they were having a hard time hearing me. That's not so. That's not the case.
No, you sound fantastic, man, and you're very clear tonight.
Okay. All right.
I thought
well,
it was really good, man. I thought it was really good. Sometimes it sounded like you were eating a sandwich, but hey, man, it was good.
All right, thank you. All righty. Brother Ardash says it sounded like backward Polish. Okay. All right, Brother Ardash. Thank you. I don't know how backward Polish sounds, but anyway. Grover Washington is saying, why are we playing a repeat? There's no repeats here, Grover. This is just regular talk and regular show. Okay? All righty. Well, okay, we got a caller here. 111, you're on the air. Let's see what we have.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to Pastor Leroy, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So where are you, Leroy? You're calling out my friend, Cobra Jeff. But,
Who's this? Is this Tony? Tony, how can we do a show tonight, Tony?
Yeah,
you're gonna call. You're gonna call and bust on me, your buddy Cobra Jeff. Your buddy Cobra Jeff is a lying
Cobra
piece
Jeff
of shit, man.
He's a good friend, and he's gonna come out there and he's gonna fucking beat your ass up and down. He's gonna beat the shit out of you. You know that, right?
He's going to beat the shit out of me. Let me tell you something,
Tony.
He's going
to fuck you up because you're
fat.
A fucking pussy. You're
you
a pussy.
You are a fat.
And you're
fat
not going to do a fucking thing
listen
about
here,
it.
Listen here, Tony. Listen here, Tony. You better
you're
shut up.
You're a fucking moron.
You better shut up, Tony.
You're a wimp. You're right, man.
Okay.
Jeff's
all
gonna,
right.
You're afraid of Jeff. You're afraid of Jeff. So stop fucking around. Jeff already kicked
somebody
your ass.
Somebody get this Muppet out of here, man. Somebody get this Muppet out of here.
Beanie, go fuck yourself. You untalented little fuck.
What a liar. I tell you, talent. You don't even know how to sing, dude. You're like tone deaf, bro.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the air.
I said you are tone deaf. You know how to sing. You're tone deaf.
Yeah, you sound like you have, like, I don't know, like fetal alcohol syndrome. whatever. Hey, Chuck's gonna fuck you up, and that's that. So enjoy being a little pussy, and then when you go get your ass kicked, maybe it'll shut you up a little bit, you fucking girl.
Hey, Tony. Tony, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
No, he's not. You know what? He took off. Just like I knew he was, because you're nothing but a fat dago chicken shit, man.
Who's a big old chicken shit, man?
Hold on. What's up, bro?
What's up? How y'all doing this evening?
Doing good, doing good.
Good to hear. Hope everybody's blessed this evening.
Is this Tony?
I came on and everybody got quiet.
Okay.
I'll go away again.
No.
No,
Tony.
No.
The real Tony is here.
No, they ain't gonna stop talking. They don't want you on.
Well, then I came on and they all got quiet.
Okay. Somebody's saying they're having a hard time hearing me. Okay.
Tell you, man, sound like you have a sandwich.
Tony F., come on back on, Tony F. I got something I want to say to you, my brother.
What do you want to say?
What I want to know is that did you believe that crap that a-hole Cobra Jeff was spewing on you people last weekend, man?
Oh, I guess I missed it. I've come to not pay much attention to what people say on here. I think they just come on here
the same way. And the best
way to do that. Yeah, I think they just come on here to hear their lips flap.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is to ignore them and cut them off. And
that's the way to do it.
What we're doing on Pastor Kent's show. There will never be, ever, under any circumstance, another crank call on his show. We've got that locked down more than Fort Knox, man.
Well, unfortunately, I can't do that on mine. I don't have all the power to do so, okay? People will call in, and again, I'm going to take their call. We got some 111 callers here. Okay, I'm going to take them and see what they got to say. Maybe they'll be good. Okay, who knows? 111, you want to hear? Okay, let's try another one. 111, you want to okay. Let's try another one. 111, you're on air.
You son of a bitch.
Okay.
Was that Tony? Was that Tony?
Yes.
Tony, man. Tony can't even sing, man. He's tone deaf, man. The one that he said, I have no talent, man. That's funny. There's the guy that don't know how to sing.
There's a guy, you know what, dude, it's funny because there's a guy who not only doesn't know how to sing, he doesn't even know how to talk, man.
Oh, man. It's guy, man. It's funny, bro.
Anybody can sound like Tony if they want to, man.
I can't even sing. I sing like a stoonard. No, 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 no. Don't come on my
show. Don't come on my show.
Come on my show,
Dad. Dad, you come on my show no more. Don't ever come on my show. Ever, Dad? Ever, don't ever come on my show no more. Get the fuck out of here.
So you're a banana show, huh? You're a banana show.
My point here is that anybody can sound like Tony. Tony is nothing but a fat, lazy piece of garbage who was supposed to do a show tonight, but of course he let his fans down again, man.
He always lets his fans down, man. Always. I supported that dude for years, man. And, man, he's nothing but a little wimp, man. He gets all, like, depressed and stressed out. And well, come on, man. You got to be a man and do a show.
Yeah.
Tony, come back on here, man. Come back on here and let's talk about this, man.
Yeah, be a man, Tony. Come on here, Tony. Come on. Be a man. You're such a big man. You and that Cobra Jeff. Come on. Bring it on right now, man. I'm ready. I am psyched up.
Okay, Tony, let's bring on 857 and see who we have. 857, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hey, J-Bo.
What is going on this show? What is happening on this show?
Tony called in and said that Cobra Jeff is going to beat the crap out of Pastor Leroy.
Okay. So, all right. So, I mean, I know what's going on. I know what's going on the show, man. Listen. So, Leroy, we're not going to get too personal here, but Pastor Leroy and I, we're friends. Pastor Leroy, apparently the reason why Jeff is not on the air right now, from what I received, was that he is currently on the way to meet you in the Bronx.
Please bring it on, my God. Whether it's in the Bronx or in New Jersey or wherever he wants to come, bring it on.
So I think that's unnecessary. We've had this conversation before. I think it's just not cool. Beanie, was that your mix in the beginning of the show?
I believe so. I think those mixes are like horrible. You know, I need to update them and make it sound good, but yeah.
No, they're not bad, man. That was actually really creative. Just it was longer than a Metallica song. but yeah, man. I don't know what Pastor Leroy or Beanie's got planned for a show, but whatever you guys are doing, yeah, I guess God bless. I'll be listening to support. And Pastor Ken, yeah, man, just keep doing what you're doing. That's cool. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I'm getting private messages right now from people that I'm not going to say who it is, saying that, well, that's not nice to say about either one of these people. So Leroy and Beanie, they both don't – they have a lot of people that aren't really, like, fond of them. For some reason, Beanie gets a lot of hate. I'm getting a crap ton of messages from Beanie. You're not in any of these other rooms, are you, man? You just have your server?
Yeah, I just got my own server, bro.
All right, yeah. Just stay there. Stay there. If you get an invite to, like, Tony's, just stay there. I'm a moderator in one of the rooms. I'm going to have to scrub it. Yeah, man. It's
I don't really care. I mean, You know what I'm saying? It's just these people just need to grow up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know.
Really hope. I mean,
like the whole thing of the whole thing when it first started about being a rat, you know what I'm saying? And then they're like ratting, you know what I'm saying? So when does it stop? You know what I'm saying? When I do it, it's wrong. But when somebody else does it, they don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? But like I don't do that no more. So I don't really care what people have to say about me. I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm not gonna repeat it. It's just this devil's gonna come. Yeah, yeah. But most of the hate's being directed at Leroy all of a sudden. They mostly go from, I don't know. I just think the whole thing is like completely messed up, and that's honestly about it, man. Yeah. And then I got a dick pic from Veronica. So I think it's huge. It's like the size of a leg. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and kind of like ease off everybody because I feel like tensions are high. I always listen to the show. I don't always call in because I'm either bringing someone back to life or, whatever it is that I do. But, yeah.
J-Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, J-Bo.
Well, thanks for calling in, J-Bo.
What's
God
up?
Bless you.
Hey, bro.
Right, hold on. What's
J-Bo,
up,
J-Bo. Hey,
what's
so
up?
Does Ruby pick up some girls, bro?
Oh, wait, what's up?
Does he really have that Mac pickup of stuff?
Oh, brother, I can't hear you. Your phone, I mean, it must be me, but I think your phone's tapping on you.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. You think, okay. What's his name says that he could pick up on girls and stuff? Is that true about Tony?
I mean...
You hear me? All right.
Yeah. You know, let's put it this way. When it comes to Tony and women, sometimes if you dig to the end of the cereal box, you get a really cool toy. Other times you don't, but you always seem to get a toy at the end of a cereal box.
Oh, shit.
And another bad thing. No problem. And now I'm getting bombarded by things that are just... Beanie, you are probably the most hated guy on here for some reason between you and Leroy.
I don't know
what happened.
I know, bro. I don't really care. All, you know, they could go suck a dick.
And I got another dick. Okay. So, yeah, got another dick picture from Veronica. All right, cool.
Yeah.
But I guess so. Leroy, Jeff's on the way, and I hope you guys enjoy lunch. I guess, but yeah.
Oh, we're gonna have a great lunch. I'm looking forward to that. Oh yeah.
All right, and Beanie, I think you have a vibrator in the background. You might want to turn that off or something.
Yeah, I do, bro. I do, man. I have it on my seat right now, bro. It's like one of those ones that, massage your back.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I would say Tony should get one, but it probably gets stuck in one of his rolls.
In his ass crack.
He might like that.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I'm going to go be productive or something, and I'm listening to the show, so I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, take it easy, J-Bo. God bless.
Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Ken.
You know what it is?
Hey, Ken, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna say the exact same things these people are saying. Oh, man, I can't stand Beanie. He's on there.
Oh, why is he on there? Oh, he's taking so long. I got a dildo up my ass.
Freaking whiny, whiny little woke people, man. That's what you remind me of, them weak people, man. To be honest with you, if you were to meet me, man, you wouldn't really want to mess with me, bro.
You seen how I look, bro.
You don't want to mess with me, bro.
That's what they don't understand about us, Beanie. They don't understand. Let me say this about Beanie. Okay, I know Beanie pretty well. And this is one guy you don't want to really screw around with, man. Honestly, you really don't. I'll back him every time. Him and I have been friends for a long time on here, with the exception of J-Bo, which I've known the longest. I've known Beanie the second longest, and he's had my back, and I've had his back. And you know what? Even in wrestling, there's good guys and bad guys, right? So I guess right now, him and I are the bad guys. Well, maybe we'll turn the other cheek, and maybe we won't. How about that?
What about if Beanie turns heel, man? He'll be the heel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but but really, man, you don't want to mess with me, man. You don't want to mess with me. You don't know my background. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say.
Amen.
Just say this. Wherever I go to, whatever hood I go into, they know me and they respect me. That's it.
Absolutely.
And I got their backup. In case anything happens, I always have their backup.
All right. Let's take some more calls here. 111, you're on the air.
Idiot.
Okay. 111, you're on the air. Okay. 269, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Pastor Veal. What's up with all this internet tough guy bullshit that I'm hearing on the show right now? Like, oh, you wouldn't want to beat me in real life. Oh, you wouldn't want to beat me in real life. I'd kick your ass. I'm in a gang. I'll be the first one to admit. The first one in the history of GRM to admit that I am a scrawny-ass white boy. Very scrawny. You could probably break me over a fucking board or something. Anyways, Ken, glad to be on the show. Glad to talk. I can only talk for a short amount of time, but really, really happy to hear you back on air and really happy that we buried the hatchet.
Yes, and me too.
And this is Tough Guy Radio now. So was that Dodge that I heard in the background, by the way?
Welcome.
Someone is saying you want to be spanked. That is not true. That is patently false. But you know who does, though? Kent Hopper. Day by day. He did a show today, and Pastor Leroy went off on a certain caller from a certain neck of the woods in New York, and that was that, and there were lies spread and patently false information spread, and he said he was bringing on very special guests. Hey, Adoro, do not type hashtag scrawny and submissive in Discord chat. You cannot type that. You have no right. Why are you guys so quiet?
No, we're not quiet. We're letting you talk, Pastor.
I don't have much to talk about, except I'm not an internet tough guy. I'm not going around here claiming that I'm going to knock skulls over being called scrawny and submissive in Discord. So such as what Cochran Van Rumping Pussy said. I don't know who that individual is. That's an ungodly name. Anyways, I got to give Miss Beal, what is this? Smucker's Magic Shell for ice cream. She's craving it. So I'm going to go do that.
Orderly.
Okay. Well, how's your puppy doing?
Oh, she's doing good. She's very rambunctious, and that's why I'm getting Miss Veal Schmucker's Magic Shell chocolate ice cream covering, because Pastor Veal had to go into church today in Big Spring, Texas, to give a sermon, and had to leave the lady with the puppy, and the puppy decided to throw a tantrum when she was gone. So, yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later, Ken. Bye-bye.
Okay, take it easy, Pastor Veal. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Hey, so it's called Tough Guy Radio now. That's cool.
Well, we got to have you guys. We got to have you tough guys on all the time now. Okay, we're Tough Guy Radio.
Tough Guy Radio. That's funny, man.
Why is he on there? He's still on there.
Okay, we got 111 caller. Let me bring him on, see who we got. 111, you're on here.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Another tough guy.
Hello.
Hey, Rico.
Welcome to Tough Guy Radio. Thank you for inviting me to Tough Guy Radio. I have a very tough guy story to tell you both of you on why I am a tough guy.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'm going to tell to you the why I'm a tough guy. So, I fall off a roof because I was trying to leap. I was drunk. I wake up next to somebody that we all know. He in San Antonio, and he in a relationship with Pastor Ken. But I say to myself, no, I don't want him to wake up and see me here because I'm guilty, you know. And I go to leave, but I fall down, and I fall on top of a cactus, and a cactus go up my asshole. But I don't cry about it, okay? I call an Uber, and I get in the back of the car, and I say to the guy, I say, I want you to hit all the potholes all over the road. And every pothole he hit, the cactus going deeper, and it stabbed my asshole. But you know why I do it? Because I want to make sure my asshole tough like a tennis.
Oh, you're too funny, Rico.
Don't answer me, you motherfucker. I gotta go. You're being a fucking dick suck. Make fun of me, motherfucker.
It's funny. That was funny. That was funny. And Catfish, whatever his asshole, he fell off a roof. Yeah. I'd like to know, what was the Catfish doing on a sidewalk? Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. Or was it a cactus? Maybe it was a cactus. Oh, okay. 111, you're on here. Yeah. Okay. 111.
Goodbye.
Okay. Oh well. I guess that's all the callers for tonight. I guess. Who knows? 111, we got another call here. 111, you're on
the air. Yeah, you're a fucking piece of shit. Okay? Leroy, you are a fucking piece of garbage. You talk so much shit, but yet when it's time to put up a shut up, you shut up and you walk away.
You know what, Tony? I think honestly, you might have had one too many drinks, man. Like I did the last time I was on Pastor Ken's show.
Too much to drink. Corporate
no,
Jeff,
you sound like you're nothing but a fat piece
of
shit.
Out of you.
Drunk, man.
Corporate Jeff is gonna come up there and he's gonna smack the shit out of you. Okay? And Beanie, you ain't so fucking tough. What are you, 4 foot nothing with a fucking
Beanie, where are you, my brother?
Yeah, he just hung up.
Oh, he hung up. Okay. Well, you know what? It's cool.
He hung,
it's cool.
He
might call back. Tony.
He's probably a midget.
You're nothing but a,
he's a midget.
You're nothing but a fucking drunk, Tony. You understand?
You're a fat drunk, man. But that's why I thought Jeff's going to kick the shit out of you. You know that? You know that's what's going to happen.
I cannot wait until the day that I see his face in front of mine, man. I can't wait for that day, man.
He's going to punch you in your ass, Leroy, and you're going to get fucked up because you're a wimp. He already said he was on his way. So, fuck shit.
Please come. Come. Please, dude. Please show up here. Show up. Show up in my neighborhood, man. Please. Give me a reason to fuck you up.
You talk too much. You talk too much. You run your fucking mouth all the time. And that's why he's going to slap you and knock you out. Because you run your mouth too much. And Beanie is a fucking midget. He sounds like a midget. He ain't tough. You're not tough.
Tony, let me ask you a question, Tony. Let me ask you this, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Can you shut the fuck up for a second, Tony? And let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You ever shut that mouth
and look?
Either you're eating or you're talking. It's one of the two, right? You never shut the fuck up.
I'm eating. Big fucking damn.
Yeah, of course you're eating. That's all you do is eat. Look here, man. Look here. You are nothing but a chicken shit. Hide behind your buddy Jeff, who's nothing but another chicken shit. And if he shows up in my neighborhood, you will never see Jeff again. How about that?
My gosh. Okay, tough guy. You know what? You're so tough. We'll both show up in your neighborhood. Then what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to get Judas to beat my ass? Your fucking new boyfriend there?
So you're saying you're going to show up in my neighborhood?
I don't give a fuck.
You know what they'll do with you if you show up in my neighborhood? They'll barbecue you, man, and think you're nothing but a fat pig in the neighborhood. You don't come to this hood, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
Ken, what the fuck? You're a fucking fake tough guy, too. This ain't the tough guy show, okay?
This is the tough guy show, Tony. You ain't a tough guy. You're a little wussy.
This is the ass fuck show. Everybody on the air, they all fucking cut his ass. Ken.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope you show up in the Bronx, okay? Because I got Pastor Leroy's back, and I'll be there to whip your puny little fat.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Everybody on this show, they all fuck each other's ass. And you and Beanie and fucking Judas J-Bo and Ken, you all fuck each other in the ass. That's all you four do. You guys are the four ass fucks. Okay?
Hey, you know what? Bend over, bitch, and let Rover take over.
You're a pastor, you say to me. You're a pastor. Pastor Shale.
Yes, I'm a pastor. I'm going to let my Rover take over on that ass of yours.
Yes, you're fucking... Get the fuck out of here.
What you truly need to do is shut your little racist, homophobic self up. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, Tony Gaga hung up. What a wussy. Okay?
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did. You know why? Because he comes on here thinking that his shit don't stink. He thinks his show's the greatest show in the world. The man's done one show in 3 months, man.
yeah,
seriously?
But it wasn't that good.
All he does is bust your balls, Pastor Ken, and he doesn't like Pastor Ken's
show. If he didn't have Ken to talk about, he'd have no show.
Exactly. Yep. Hit the nail on the head there, Tony.
If you didn't have us to talk about, Kent, Leroy, okay, Wanda, myself, okay, he wouldn't have no show.
No doubt.
Okay, let's take a 111 call or see who we got.
Orale, I heard what Tony was saying, huh? I'm
gonna
miss
you,
huh?
Yeah.
He sounds like a midget. Oh, he's 4 foot two.
The one who sounds like a midget is him. He sounds like a midget.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. With his little girly voice.
Yeah, sounds like he's somebody squeezed his balls.
If he had any balls.
Oh, shit, man. This is hilarious, bro. You should make it a...
You must wear tidy whities. Okay, that's the reason why his voice is so high. He wears tidy whities.
You got a point there, Pastor Ken, but honestly, I don't think they can find tidy whities in his size. I mean, that's like...
No, that's the reason why they're extra tight. They're extra tight, okay? Okay, they're stretched up so much against his tiny balls, okay? That's why his voice is so high, okay?
Oh, shoot. Freaking hilarious, man.
Yeah, let's take another 111 call, see what we got. Okay, 111, you're on here.
That's still there?
No, Pastor Wanda hung up a long time ago.
All right, I'll hung up on Tony's mouth, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought Cobra Jeff was going to call in tonight and want to talk with Pastor Leroy. But evidently...
Well, you know why he's not calling in tonight? Because he's on his way here. He's on his way to my house. So he ain't going to call in. because him and his little shit posse are coming to my house. Please, please show up here. Give me a reason. Give me a reason.
I don't think he's showing up at your place. I don't think so. Okay. Okay.
Give me a reason, Jeff. Give me one reason that I won't go to jail for the rest of my life for. Give me one reason. Give me one reason, man. This punk is trying to discredit me, and I don't take kindly to that. This ain't over. It's only just begun. That's all I'm going to say about that. On that note, Pastor Ken, I'm going to turn in. My wife is asking me to come up. I appreciate you letting me on your show tonight, my brother.
You're welcome. Anytime. Anytime.
Orderly.
All righty. God bless you, Pastor Leroy. Have a great night. All righty. 111, you're on here.
Idiot.
111, you're on
here. What's up, Kenny? How you doing, brother? It's DC2.
Hey, DC2, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. Listen, I don't know what's going on with this show and why everybody that's called the show has got to, like, lay down the resume for how fucking tough they are. I don't understand that. Ain't nobody going to do shit to anybody. Like, Leroy ain't doing nothing to nobody, and Jeff ain't doing nothing to nobody. This is all a bunch of yapping, fucking entertainment. Ain't nobody going to do shit. So let's just knock it all off, man.
It's all in fun, brother.
I don't know, man. I've seen a lot of going back and forth between those two, and they just need to kill it because there's no reason for it. Like,
that's true.
Leroy talking like he's going to kill somebody. I mean, come on, man. What are we talking about here? It's supposed to be a pastoral show, not a, my dick is bigger than your show. Like, I'm listening to this shit, and I'm just like, what is the point? It's dumb. Like, nobody, if you tough, you ain't going to call in a show and talk about how tough you are. You just tough, period. So anyway, yep. Kenny, I just wanted to call in. I'm not with the fuckery. I didn't like what I was hearing from, Jeff was supposed to call in. He didn't call in, of course. It's all just a bunch of talk. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. I think we need to just get back to having fun. Because all this other stuff is not, it's nonsense, man. And if Leroy's a real pastor, he needs to knock that shit off too. And I squashed my beef with him. But you can't be a real pastor and talk about, chopping people up or whatever he was saying. Like, just let that shit go. Like, who cares? Like, who is Jeff to him? Like, who cares what he says? It don't matter. If he's confident in who he is, then fuck Jeff. And if Jeff is confident in who he is, then fuck Leroy. Like, I just don't get it, man. It's stupid. So, anyway, that's all I wanted to say, man. Ken, I appreciate you doing the show. I always appreciate the fact that you let people speak their mind. And, I and Beanie, I ain't seen nobody say nothing about you. So I don't know what he was talking about, but whatever. So I think I was, I didn't see none of that. I really didn't see shit, but that's just me. I'm not in all the rooms, so I don't know. But anyway,
I do have beef with the internet friends, but that's all right.
Isn't he retarded? Kenny, for real, man, I do appreciate the fact that you let people come on this show and speak their mind and say what they need to say. Kent won't do that. Kent's show is buttoned up. You can't even call that show anymore, and I always respect that about you, man. I said that last show, and I'll say it again.
no matter what the opinion, you always let people be heard, and I appreciate that, man. So I appreciate you, and keep doing your thing, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, GZ2. God bless you.
Amen, bro.
All right, G.
All right, let's take another 111 caller. Oh, there we go again. One.
Goodbye.
Okay. 111, you're on here. Okay. 111, you're on here.
Hey, Ken. I just wanted you to know I'm
going to... Hey, Johnny, what's up?
I'm going to break your kneecaps. I'm going to stab you with the butter knife. I'm going to punch your wig off your head. I'm going to kick you when you're not, kick you behind the legs, behind the kneecap. That way you'll fall.
Oh,
I'm going to do all these things because I'm a tough guy.
Okay.
Awesome.
You keep an eye out on R-Dash there for me. I might come by and punch you in the side of the head.
The R-Dash boys.
Bart, I'll box your ears.
The Cowboys are good.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
You should start a gang called the R-Dash Boys.
We got the Fatana Boys.
Ken, you could have Victor be the muscle. He's the young man. He could take care of all the, the hardcore violence. But you and Tony would probably have to, because you're in a little older in age, you might need a little. Get on your scooters and tell Victor who to shank.
Hey,
yeah.
Kenny, am I still on? Am I still on, Kenny?
Yeah, you're still on.
I just want to ask Johnny, what's his body count? Not how many people, not how many women he slept with, but how many murders? Because to call into this show, you got to have at least multiple murders, brother. You got to have a multiple body count.
Well, I'll just say there's multiple. I'm not going to say how many.
Oh.
I'm tough.
What? Stone gangster, Johnny Longfellow.
Nope.
You can't mess with
him.
Okay. I'm going to bring him on 857. Okay. I think it's Jibbo again. Okay.
It's probably a troll.
Jibbo, is that you?
Yeah. I just have a question for Johnny and DC.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, can you guys come by with two extra shovels? I was burying something human, and I kind of broke the shovel.
No, it wasn't human. It was a dog. Remember? It was a dog. You hit a dog, brother. It wasn't a human.
Oh,
yeah. I need
to
borrow bring an extra knife.
Yeah. No, Johnny, I need you to get the shovel, the one that we used in Kalamazoo when we were in Michigan that time.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, he's alive.
I remember that.
I mean, fuck, I'll call you back.
Uh-oh. I wish I could remember some movie quotes from that. Drop them in here.
I think that was some extenuating circumstances going on there, brother.
One dog's looking one way, one dog's looking the other way.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. 111, you're on the air. 111.
Hey, Moonpants. You call me Gold's Gym. One way in, one way out.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Moonbats. All you Cone Sanchez from Arkansas.
Can I shit in your dryer?
I'm actually calling from my box. Remember, we're supposed to all be in boxes?
Yeah, you're going to need a concrete box.
Yeah, I'm in my concrete
box, you're
going to
become
brother.
President of the Latin Kings.
My man.
Not very Latin.
Where is that dude anyway, man? He fell off the map.
I still do shows, new maps, and I don't take trash from you, you stew nauseas, and...
That guy sucked. He was awful. And I heard he's running for office again.
You take that back, or I'll meet you at Gold's Gym.
Go cut some grass.
Shots fired from
Longfellow. Oh, wait, Bit Banker's dead. Wonder how
that happened. Bit Banker died. So did Niggles. Not Niggles. What was that guy's name?
Hi.
I knew that.
Jerry,
was.
What was that? What was the brother's name
that died? Mandelicon.
Oh,
Mandelicon.
Oh, Mandelicon.
Yeah. Yeah, he died too. I think he died from the smoke detector. Just kept beeping and it killed him.
He died in the fire.
Well, I'm glad we could all come together like butt cheeks at the end of the show, brother. I mean, this is like a kumbaya, you know. I wish Leroy was still on the show, but that's all right.
Yeah, he took off.
Yeah, I understand, man. When the wife wants to go to bed, you got to go to bed. I mean, I've been there. You know, I know how that goes.
All right, well, I got to go, too, because Bert Colucci is waiting for me, and we're going to jerk off on a Skype.
Oh.
So I'll see you boombats later.
Oh.
I'll meet you in a concrete box.
Bye. Bert Colucci's a racist motherfucker.
Bye.
Dude, was that Ashley? Did Ashley just do it? Wow. Ashley, that was a good call. I'm impressed.
Okay, let's bring back J-Bo on again. He put his hands up. So what's up, J-Bo?
Not much. I took care of the situation, and I just had to rehydrate
Jay, I'm bringing over the cleaning supplies. I know there was a little bit of a mess inside the house, so I'm bringing those over.
I appreciate that. Also, could you bring over a handle of clear liquid that smells like hand sanitizer?
Absolutely, brother.
He's on the bottle again.
Vodka. Johnny, will you leave the man alone? He's had a long night, brother. Come on.
Well, he said the word handle. It's a code word for...
Well, you didn't
bottle.
Have to air it out on the air, brother. Just get the shovels and get over there.
I might be too tired, so you guys might have to fix the rest of this. I'm drinking Johnny's magic medicine, so it's
all you drinking is nuts? He jerked off in that, man. Did you know that?
No.
Wait,
J-Bo, I hope you're not drinking that, man. You know he jizzes in that thing.
On a Skype.
That would explain why my teeth are so white now.
They're bleached. Bleached jizz loads.
The dude jerked off in a Gatorade, one of those big jug Gatorade things one time. It was disgusting, man. I don't know. He has a weird thing about jacking off into weird things like that. It's all right.
Yeah.
Didn't he jerk off into a firecracker one time?
Oh, my God. He went to the emergency room. I remember that shit like it was yesterday. He tried to stick a sparkler in his cock hole.
And then he jerked off in Jesco's air conditioner. Rest in peace, Jesco's air conditioner.
Yeah, I mean, it actually helped keep the air conditioner stuck to the, inside
duct
the
tape.
Thing with the duct tape. Yeah. The nut actually added to it, it's stickiness and whatnot.
That's gross.
Well, Johnny has a lot of sperm saved up, apparently, because he's married and he never has relations.
Ooh.
That's irrelevant.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put that out on the air. I apologize.
Defendant.
You made love to my peanut butter jelly sandwich. I still am not over that. I was hungry as fuck that day, Johnny. Put your dick in my sandwich, man. That shit wasn't right.
Remember when he farted at the barbecue and it smelled like semen?
Oh, God. It smelled like it.
I told
you. The dude was dripping. It was going down his legs, man. It was disgusting.
I told you, no crunchy peanut butter. No crunchy, only smooth. I told you.
Kenny, can you believe that, man? Who sticks a dick in a PB&J, brother? Crust cut off, my man. Crust cut off. That's for all I ever done that?
No.
Yes.
No.
Tamales.
Kenny, we in the circle of trust, man.
Ken, does he have a Muslim friendly tamale recipe yet? Tony F.
No.
What's all this talk about Muslims?
Ken became one.
And
he converted the other night. Johnny and I were witnesses. He converted. He changed. His name is now Osama Ben Fishman.
No, I didn't convert.
Johnny, you were on the line. You heard it.
I heard it. He actually said it two times.
Yep.
And a Muslim guy called in and said, repeat after me, and then Ken repeated.
Yep. He's now Osama Ben Fishman.
Well, congrats.
Amen.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Start growing your beard.
Brother Osama.
Yeah, I need to grow my beard back. No.
Kenny,
yeah, Ken, we should all grow beards.
I got a beard.
Of course, of course you do. You're in the crew, brother.
What about Tony?
Gotta shave mine. Yeah, we're still here. Can we say hi?
He's bearded and trans.
Don't fly any planes into the Sears Tower, Kenny.
No, I'm not.
Crash into the tallest building in San Antonio.
Night,
10 stories.
He's shut. Kenny's shut.
Sorry to interrupt you.
What's everybody? Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama. Okay? Give a shout out to Mike Gunn, Ashley, brother, Ardess, Dr. Kent, Tony Ferrar,
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Hello.
Oh, Osama. 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 Os